Is it rolling? Okay, question two. Test. Rolling. Testing. Okay, better. This is question two of, and I've adjusted the audio levels. I hope this is better. They were a little hot, I think. Question two. Since Book Wars follows a clear linear path, viewers get a beginning to end sense of journalistic narrative. I didn't know it was journalistic. Were there any really low points when I thought, forget it, this is too much, the weather, fatigue, police hassles, a questionable roommate, etc.? Now, I'm not sure whether this question refers to during the production or during the actual book selling days. Yeah, there were many times when there were many low points. There were some great times and there were some low points, a lot of low points. When, let's say you're having a slow day and you're not making any sales and you know, I would think, well, I'm still trying to get freelance work and I'm still trying to finish my first movie, Charlie's Box, so I need to make more money to put towards that. And there are no sales, and oh my gosh, the doubt that I will ever even finish this movie, Charlie's Box. You know, and when you're standing there not making sales, maybe there isn't another bookseller near you, so you're kind of just standing there, and there are moments where you're down, where the sales aren't happening, and the books seem to be almost like a curse. So yes, there were many times when I thought, oh, forget it. And that was, of course, the final time in the movie, which is dramatized, but I had felt it many times too. There were many times I wanted to say, you know, fuck it. I wanted to be ideally, you know, hired as a director making films or getting paid to do voiceovers or, you know, other stuff that I have a skill set in as well. And when, you know, your concept of yourself, you know, when you know your skills and capabilities, but you're frustrated and unable to get satisfaction, unable to exercise those skills and capabilities, yes, that can be frustrating. Selling books in and of itself is not, it's not like an art form, you know. It's an interesting occupation, but it's not the same as writing a book or writing a great novel, you know. So in a way, I guess during those moments of doubt, looking at a table full of books, great works, and thinking, my God, these people, these men, these women, these photographers, these painters, they all were able to exercise their form of expression. And me, I'm standing here, I feel like a leaf in an eddy behind a waterfall. At times, it felt like that. At other times, it felt great, as you see in the movie. At other times, it was very Dionysian to be out in the street, the pulse of the city, at the table. It was a real node. So there were ups and downs. The police were less of a hassle for us, but they came by, especially during the Giuliani times, and they started ramping things up along with the university, NYU, hassling a bit more, enforcing the one table per person standard, enforcing the distance between planters. The university had put these giant planters up to try to stop booksellers from setting up there. These things sort of chip away, and they say to you, well, you are not an official person. You are not a valued member of society. Nobody is coming out saying, we appreciate you being here, except for the customers. The customers would come and say, you know, God, you guys are great, or wow, I'm so glad I found you guys, you know, that sort of thing. So the people clearly expressed it, but the establishment, the powers that be, extending all the way up to, you know, the epic real estate level and the level of the administration of the city. That was, I didn't discern that it was an appreciated thing. It was just, you know, you are people on the street. You are, you know, that you must follow this law, sort of thing. It had nothing to do with books from their point of view. So to answer your question, of the four, weather, fatigue, police hassles, questionable roommate, not really roommate, but fatigue, and the feeling of isolation sometimes being, it's a unique job. In fact, so unique that there are, besides your cohorts, there aren't many people who necessarily relate to the actual experience of doing it. Not just standing there and selling the books, that's easy. Going out and getting them, hunting for them, storing them, repairing them, going, you know, hitting the road to find them, the hunt, all that stuff. I hope that answers question number two. Let me stop it, just so we have a one-to-one ratio each time.